Today is April the 20th. Today, we see David anointed. Today, as you read through the Bible in a year, please read 1 Samuel chapters 16 and 17, the story of the introduction of David to the history of Israel. In chapter 15, Samuel has told Saul that the Lord has taken the kingdom away from him. It's interesting the way he says it. He says, and he has given him to someone better than you. For a man with low self-esteem, I imagine that cut to the core. Well, that someone is David. In chapter 16, Saul is told to go to the house of Jesse. He goes to Jesse's house. He asks to meet Jesse's sons. Jesse brings his sons one by one before the prophet Samuel. Samuel now sees each one of Jesse's sons. And it's interesting. Samuel is impressed. He sees the oldest son, who's a big, tall, strong, handsome man. And the Lord says, not him. Second son, same thing. Third son, same thing. Finally, Samuel says, don't you have any more sons? Jesse says, I have the youngest, the runt of the litter. He's out watching the sheep. They call for him. The Lord says, that's the one. Samuel anoints David as king. Only Jesse's family knows. At the end of chapter 16, Saul, looking for someone to play the lyre for him, the harp, David actually comes into his court, and he's a minor player at that point, probably almost totally unnoticed by Saul, but he would play music in Saul's court. In chapter 17, Saul takes Israel to fight against the Philistines. The Philistines apparently have hired mercenaries. Goliath is one of the mercenaries, a giant of a man. Scripture says he was 9 feet tall. He had state-of-the-art weaponry, bronze helmet, bronze plate armor, bronze sword, a bronze-tipped spear. And he stands every morning before Israel's army and says, why should we fight against each other? Send out your hero to fight me, winner take all. Israel, of course, doesn't respond. Jesse's father sends David to the front line. David apparently is too young to be in the army, but he goes to the front line with some cheese for his brothers. When he gets there, he hears Goliath and he says, why doesn't anybody do something? Saul hears of it and says, what are we supposed to do? Look at the guy. David says, hey, I've fought bears. I've fought lions. The Lord has given me victory over all of them. This is no more than one of those wild animals. Let me fight him. Saul sees a chance. A young boy who is not in his army could go. Who knows, maybe the Lord would deliver Goliath into David's hands. And then he could say, well, he wasn't really part of the army. He dresses David up in his own armor. David says, can't do this. I'm not used to this. That is interesting. Now in chapter 16, David is the runt of the litter. He's small. He's insignificant. By chapter 17, he's grown. He's matured. He is tall enough that when Saul looks at him, Saul, who is head and shoulders above everybody else, lets him wear his own armor. David apparently was almost as tall as Saul. You know the story, how David fought Goliath without armor, without special weapons, just with what he used when he fought the bear and the lion, his own hands and a slingshot, a slingshot. David defeats Goliath, and Israel wins the day. Enjoy today as you read 1 Samuel 16 and 17.
Now the Lord said to Samuel, "You have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king." But Samuel asked, "How can I do that if Saul hears about it? He will kill me." "Take a heifer with you," the Lord replied, "and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me." So Samuel did as the Lord instructed. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. "What's wrong?" they asked. "Do you come in peace?" "Yes," Samuel replied. "I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to sacrifice." Then Samuel performed the purification rite for Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, "Surely this is the Lord's anointed." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "This is not the one the Lord has chosen." Next, Jesse summoned Shimeah, but Samuel said, "Neither is this the one the Lord has chosen." In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Then Samuel asked, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse replied, "but he is out in the fields watching the sheep and goats." "Send for him at once," Samuel said. "We will not sit down to eat until he arrives." So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome, with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, "This is the one, anoint him." So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord has left Saul, and the Lord sent a tormenting spirit that filled him with depression and fear. Some of Saul's servants said to him, "The tormenting spirit from God is troubling you. Let us find a good musician to play a harp whenever the tormenting spirit troubles you. He will play soothing music, and you will soon be well again." "All right," Saul said, "find me someone who plays well and bring him here." One of the servants said to Saul, "One of Jesse's sons from Bethlehem is a talented harp player. Not only that, he is a brave warrior, a man of war, and has good judgment. He is also a fine-looking young man, and the Lord is with him." So Saul sent messengers to Jesse to say, "Send me your son David, the shepherd." Jesse responded by sending David to Saul, along with a young goat, a donkey loaded with bread, and a wineskin full of wine. So David went to Saul and began serving him. Saul loved David very much, and David became his armor-bearer. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, asking, "Please let David remain in my service, for I am very pleased with him." And whenever the tormenting spirit from God troubled Saul, David would play the harp, and Saul would feel better, and the tormenting spirit would go away. The Philistines now mustered their army for battle and camped between Soko and Judah, Azekah at Ephes Danim. Saul countered by gathering his Israelite troops near the valley of Elah. So the Philistines and the Israelites faced each other on opposite hills, with the valley between them. Then Goliath, a Philistine champion from Gath, came out from the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and a bronze coat of mail weighted 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leg armor and carried a bronze javelin on his shoulder. The shaft of his spear was very heavy and thick, as a weaver's beam, tipped with an iron spearhead that weighed 15 pounds. His armor-bearer walked ahead of him carrying a shield. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites. "Why are you all coming out to fight?" he called. "I am the Philistine champion, but you are only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come here and fight me. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves, but if I kill him, you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me." When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. Now David was a son of a man named Jesse, an Ephrathite from Bethlehem, in the land of Judah. Jesse was an old man at that time, and he had 8 sons. Jesse's 3 oldest sons, Eliab, Abinadab, and Shimmah, had already joined Saul's army to fight the Philistines. David was the youngest son. David's 3 oldest brothers stayed in Saul's army, but David went back and forth so he could help his father with the sheep in Bethlehem. For 40 days, every morning and evening, the Philistine champion strutted in front of the Israelite army. One day, Jesse said to David, "Take this basket of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your brothers, and give these 10 cuts of cheese to their captain. See how your brothers are getting along, and bring back a report on how they are doing." David's brothers were with Saul and the Israelite army at the Valley of Elah, fighting against the Philistines. So David left the sheep with another shepherd and set out early the next morning with the gifts, as Jesse had directed him. He arrived at the camp just as the Israelite army was leaving for the battlefield with shouts and battle cries. Soon the Israelites and Palestine forces stood facing each other, army against army. David left his things with the keeper of supplies and hurried out to the ranks to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, came out from the Philistine ranks. Then David heard him shout his usual taunt to the army of Israel. As soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run away in fright. "Have you seen the giant?" the men asked. "He comes out each day to defy Israel. The king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. He will give that man one of his daughters for a wife, and the man's entire family will be exempt from paying taxes." David asked the soldiers standing nearby, "What will a man get for killing this Philistine and ending his defiance of Israel? Who is this pagan Philistine anyway, that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God?" And these men gave David the same reply. They said, "Yes, that is the reward for killing him." But when David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to the men, he was angry. "What are you doing around here anyways?" he demanded. "What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle." "What have I done now?" David replied. "I was only asking a question." He walked over to some others and asked them the same thing and received the same answer. Then David's question was reported to King Saul, and the king sent for him. "Don't worry about this Philistine," David told Saul. "I'll go and fight him." "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There is no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth." But David persisted. "I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine, too. For he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." Saul finally consented. "All right, go ahead," he said, "and may the Lord be with you." Then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet, and a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never worn such things before. "I can't go in these," he protested to Saul. "I'm not used to them." So David took them off again. He picked up 5 smooth stones from a stream and put them into his shepherd's bag. Then, armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight the Philistine. Goliath walked out towards David with his shield-bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at the ruddy-faced boy. "Am I a dog?" he roared at David, "that you come at me with a stick?" And he cursed David by the names of his gods. Come over here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals, Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. Then the men of Israel and Judah gave a great shout of triumph and rushed over after the Philistines, chasing them as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron. The bodies of the dead and wounded Philistines were strewn along the road from Shearim as far as Gad and Ekron. Then the Israelite army returned and plundered the deserted Philistine camp. David took the Philistine's head to Jerusalem, but he stored the man's armor in his own tent. As Saul watched David go out to fight the Philistines, he asked Abner, the commander of his army, Abner, whose son is this young man? I really don't know, Abner declared. Well, find out who he is, the king told him. As soon as David returned from killing Goliath, Abner brought him to Saul with the Philistine's head still in his hand. Tell me about your father, young man, Saul said. And David replied, His name is Jesse, and we live in Bethlehem.
Scripture reading from the New Living Translation by Emily Herrera. If you live in the Greenwood, Indiana area and you're looking for a church, come visit us at New Hope Church. We're at 5307 West Fairview Road. Tomorrow's service begins at 10 a.m. I look forward to seeing you there. Tomorrow, we'll ask the question, Who knows where to find wisdom?